Hello everyone, welcome back to the Encouragement Sessions. And tonight I'm going to share a bit about chapter 10. My name is Luan, and yeah, what a privilege it is to journey through the book of Acts. See, in chapter 9 we read about Paul, and how Paul was met by Jesus when he was on his way to Damascus. We see Ananias, who obeyed the voice of God to meet with Paul and to pray for him, and to even though he knew Paul was a man who persecuted the Christians, and he still went and he said these amazing words, "Brother Paul." And Sia spoke about it last night as well. It's just amazing that those two words, how he called him brother, even though he probably killed a lot of his family and friends. And then later in chapter 9 we read about Peter and how he prayed for a paralyzed person, and also prayed for a person to resurrect out of the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. And in chapter 10 Peter is faced with a whole different challenge, and a whole different challenge, as I said. So he is faced with the deeply rooted prejudice and discrimination within the Jewish culture towards the Gentiles. And we're going to look through this chapter and see how does Peter handle this situation. And I feel like there's a lot of relevance in this chapter towards and in our modern day. So let's see. I think to understand this chapter, we really have to go and look back at the culture. So there was a huge divide between the Gentiles and the Jews. The Jews really looked down onto the Gentiles, called them the dogs. They were the lowest of the lowest. They wouldn't eat together. They wouldn't even sit around the same table. And the Jews would not go into a Gentile house, and the Gentiles was never invited to enter a Jewish house. And it was terrible. Very, very hard racial and cultural discrimination. And in the first part of this chapter, we are introduced to a man called Cornelius. And in short, probably in our culture today, we can just call him Cornel, but we'll stick to Cornelius for now. We see that Cornelius was a man who had the fear of God in his heart. He was a man who really he was a Gentile. Sorry, my papers were flying all over the place here. He was a man, he was a Gentile, but in scripture it says he was a man who feared God. And this can mean that even though he was a Gentile, he practiced a lot of Jewish rituals, like praying in the synagogues, giving to the needy. We also see that Cornelius was a family man. He was a man in authority. And one day he was praying at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and an angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Listen, call Peter, call Simon, who is called Peter, and tell him to come. Tell him to come here." And Cornelius sent his servants to Joppa and to call Peter. And two things that stands out for me in this first part of the chapter is really the first thing is that Cornelius was praying at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it sounds simple, but how many of us set our time for prayer and devotion in the middle of the day? We get so busy with our daily agendas and stuff that we so often neglect the time of prayer. And it's in this time where the Lord sent an angel to meet with Cornelius, and it's in those times that we give God the opportunity to reveal things to us, reveal spiritual truths to us. And we see further, the second thing is that what I realized was the angel, even though the angel knew all about Jesus, what Jesus had done, and the salvation of Jesus, it wasn't the angel who preached the gospel to Cornelius and his household. The angel said, call Peter. And it just shows me that God chooses to work through ordinary men and women to see the kingdom advanced. So Cornelius sent his servants, and in the meantime, Peter had this intense dream about different animals. And in the next chapter, chapter 11, you can go and read about it more in depth. And the main idea that God said to Peter is, do not call unclean which I have made clean. And soon thereafter, the knock came on the door from the servants. And this was already a major cultural barrier that was overstepped, a Gentile knocking on a Jewish house door. And Peter just felt that God said, listen, go with these men. And he went with these men. And I can just imagine the internal conflict that Peter had in his heart. He was faced with the decision. He had to choose between either following the religious and the racial discrimination which was embedded in the Jewish culture, and saying, no, I can't go with you. Or he could really turn his back towards the culture of the day and do it God's way and obey what God was telling him. And we see that Peter chose to obey God, and he went with these servants, and he preached the gospel with boldness and passion and conviction. And it's just amazing to see how, when you walk in God's will, that you can operate in that place of confidence and boldness. And we really see that the fruit of that, we see Cornelius and his whole family, the first Gentile family who comes to Christ, who accepts the way of Christ, accept Jesus into their lives, and who were baptized. But it's the thing that almost stands out for me in this chapter is not the conversion of Cornelius and his family. It's the conversion of Paul, from being rooted in that racial and cultural and that discrimination and that prejudice that was implanted in the Jewish culture towards the Gentiles, neglecting that and conversing or turning from it and accepting the way of God and being obedient to the voice of God. And Peter succeeded in almost neglecting the cultural norms in order for God's kingdom to advance. And that is maybe a challenge for us today. We know there's a lot of similar conversations that's popping up, that's surfacing in our culture today, is the discrimination, the racism. And it's amazing and it's interesting to see how did Peter act in this situation. What was it that God told him? We see God's heart is for all people, for Jews and Gentiles. We see that God is not a God of separation. He really wants all people to come to the knowledge of Christ. And I want to challenge you, if there is maybe some of these challenges in your heart as well, some of these issues in your hearts towards a certain group of people, I pray that the Holy Spirit will really show you and give you the strength to act and to go for it as Peter did. So let us pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are a lover of all men, Father, that you are not prejudiced, God, but you love people, Father. And I thank you, God, that we can truly, Lord, enter your kingdom, Father. And Lord, that you will help us, Lord, to act the way that Peter did, Father, to choose, Lord, your will, Father, and your way, Lord, above the embedded and the rooted problems in our culture, Father. May you grant us the grace and the strength in Jesus' name. Amen.